What is your name?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get me up to get stuff.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio and with the Academy Awards this weekend.
Yes.
We're talking picks.
Yes, I'll give you my top five picks real quick.
All right.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Oh.
With no host.
No, I know
it. Crazy?
It is. Do you think we might be surprised?
I think Kimmel might show up.
Okay.
I really do.
Okay.
I think that would be great. But how could you keep that a secret?
I know.
He's across the street from the theater, from the Kodak Theater.
He'll just trot
out. I hope so.
All right.
Let's go with actor in a supporting role. We got Mahershala Ali in Green Book, Adam Driver for Black Klansman, Sam Elliott for Star Is Born, Richard E. Grant, Can You Ever Forgive Me, and Sam Rockwell in Vice. I think I'm going to go with Mahershala Ali for Green Book.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Has everyone seen Green Book?
No. I have.
Yeah.
You have to see it, Mike. You will love it.
Best actress in a supporting role, Amy Adams in Vice, Marina Del Tavira for Roma, Regina King, If Beale Street Could Talk, Emma Stone for The Favorite, and Rachel Weisz for The Favorite. Those two are going to cancel themselves out. I'm going to go with Regina King of Beale Street Could Talk. For best actor in a leading role, I'm sorry here, it's too early for this. We got Christian Bale for Vice, Bradley Cooper for A Star Is Born, Willem Dafoe for Eternity's Gate, where he plays Van Gogh, Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody, and Viggo Mortensen for Green Book. I'm going to go with Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody. Even though the movie was not strong, and I'm not a fan of the film,
right?
He was Freddie Mercury. It was just phenomenal. And we'll do best actress in a leading role. I'm going with Glenn Close for The Wife. Phenomenal film. Lady Gaga maybe could be upset, but I don't think Hollywood's ready to give it to her. For Best Picture and Best Director, they usually go hand in hand.
Right.
I'm going with Roma for Best Picture, and
That movie was so hard to get through. It's
Turn her
good.
Mic off,
it's
please.
Just it was so hard.
Could be the first Netflix to win Best Picture.
Yes.
Also Best Foreign Film, to win is from Mexico. It's in subtitles. So I'm on the Roma train.
Mike, don't.
It could be Black Klansman, and it also could be Spike Lee.
Okay.
Because usually they go hand in hand. Okay.
So, song.
Song. Oh yeah, I'm gonna go with Lady Gaga.
Hello. Okay.
And Bradley Cooper. So yeah, I'm watching this Sunday. I'll be live tweeting on Vegas Film Critic
on
Twitter. I can't wait. It's my favorite time of
year. Follow him there.
Yes.
As well on YouTube, Facebook, and of course VegasFilmCritic.com.
Absolutely. Thanks,
Jeff Howard. Have a great Academy Award weekend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.